D-backs and Giants at AT&T Park. Anthony Banda getting the start for Arizona in this one. He would turn in a solid performance. Speaking of solid performances, the legend of Paul Goldschmidt grows in the fourth.
There have been several moments where the Diamondbacks would be unhappy with it themselves. Here's a swing and a drive out toward right center field. Span sprinting, and he's not going to get it. It'll one hop short of the warning track and then start to roll up to the wall. Around third, Pollock, Hill scored. Goldschmidt around second, digging for third. Here comes Crawford's relay. It's too late. Goldschmidt knocks in the first run of the game. It's a triple, and the Diamondbacks have gone ahead 1-0.
A wry smile on his face. Here's Banda to the plate. And that is a high fastball up out of the strike zone. Struck him out swinging. Chasing after that little bloop. He had to go a long way to backhand that ball. Off the bat of Banda. 1-2 pitch. Fastball. Wow. Right in there. Strike three called. Banda throws. Strike three called. Kelby Tomlinson again thought he had a walk. Ends up being rung up. And Banda strikes out the side. 1-0 pitch. There's a drive into deep left field. Going back, Gorky Hernandez. It's off the wall. Coming around third to score is Peralta. Gorky plays the carom and fires into second. And he holds Goldschmidt to a single. But the D-backs are ahead 2-1. Here it is. Fastball struck him out swinging. And the Arizona bullpen runs the table the final three innings, retiring 9 Giants in succession.
D-backs take it 2-1 your final. Arizona wins their third straight. Paul Goldschmidt drove in his team's only 2 runs of the night. The MVP candidate now has 14 ribbies in his last 11 games. Here's Giants skipper Bruce Bochy after the loss.
Concussion symptoms, so he'll come in tomorrow. We'll evaluate him. We haven't done anything yet, but he is showing symptoms, so that's where we're at with him. His curveball that caught him flush. He's been through this before, so it's obvious there's some concerns there.
What were your thoughts on Madison tonight?
Oh, he pitched great. Thought he threw a great game. 2 runs there. Gave us a chance to win. We just couldn't figure out a young starter, which isn't the first time this has happened. In fact, it happened a couple days ago. And just couldn't get enough runs there. The fourth inning, that was the turning point. He was unraveling, and we couldn't take advantage of it. Had a bases loaded there, and strikeout. That didn't help matters. But Madison threw great. Yeah, he did a real nice job.
Bruce, it seems like every time Madison steps on the bump, you guys, your bats kind of go cold. Any particular reason that you can think of that coming
to mind? Well, I wish I could think of a reason. I tried to fix this for him. He's got 1 win, but you look at his ERA and how he's throwing the ball, and that's why the win's for a starter. I mean, they can throw that number out, really. And he's probably agreeing with me right now because he's pitched well enough to have more than 1 win. It's all about the run support, and tonight he just couldn't get it, but he did a nice job.
Options at first base moving on now that Belt won't be there for.
Well, I don't want to say, again, we'll make the call tomorrow, but you saw what we did tonight. Jones has played some first base, and so that could open things up. I'm going to get with Bobby Evans here once I'm done. He's in my office now, so we'll talk about our situation and where we're at.
How do you respond medically? How do you respond emotionally? Belt has had 3 concussions. This could be the 4th.
John, I haven't talked to him, so I can't answer that question, how he's responding. Tomorrow I think we'll have a better idea. I'm sure this is You know, this is probably scaring him a little bit because he's been through this. It's not a lot of fun to go through one, and you know, now he's going through another one. So I'm sure, you know, he's got some concerns himself, as we do for him. And our hope is, you know, this thing's going to be a lot better tomorrow. We'll wait and check him out then.
This series continues Saturday. Taiwan Walker taking the hill for the D-backs against Chris Stratton for the Giants.